proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program dealing with Jewish Bible interpretation. In our study of God's servant as described in Isaiah chapters 52 and 53, we look at the ninth verse of Isaiah 53. There, the prophet recorded that God's servant, quote, made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, unquote. Yet the statement that followed did not seem to correlate to the previous statement. There, Isaiah noted that, quote, he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, unquote. A Bible student will find difficulties taking that opening phrase and applying it to the Jewish nation as a group. For starters, God promised the Jews that they would never cease to exist as an entity. In the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, in fact, God made this allusion to the sun, moon, and stars, saying, quote, if those ordinances depart from me, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever, unquote. Even when the Jewish people were dispersed throughout the world, the Jews as a nation did not cease to exist. They continued to retain their distinctive cultural identity, no matter what land in which they settled, a pattern that continues to exist today. Yet we can compare Isaiah's words with the experiences Jesus Christ endured. Luke wrote that the Romans crucified two men identified as malefactors or criminals on either side of the Lord. After the Savior's death, Joseph of Arimathea, described as being a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea took the Savior's body and had it placed in the tomb. Thereby, Jesus Christ fulfilled the prophetic words found in Isaiah 53:9. The last portion of that verse described the character of God's servant. He neither practiced violence, nor did he lie. Some Jewish commentators might argue that those qualifications excluded Jesus Christ from being considered as Messiah. They might ask, didn't he engage in violence when he threw the money changers out of the table? They might also ask, didn't he lie when he repeatedly referred to himself as the Son of Man and not as the Son of God? What about the assertion that Jesus Christ did violence? When the Savior cleansed the temple, as recorded in John chapter 2, he made a scourge of small cords. He did something similar toward the end of his ministry, according to Luke 19. However, there is no record that Jesus Christ ever used that scourge on human beings. The text simply said that he drove the money changers out of the temple, not that he did violence to them. What about the accusation that Jesus Christ essentially denied his deity by referring to himself as Son of Man? Jesus Christ, when called upon, affirmed his deity in the presence of others. For instance, when the man born blind asked him about who the Son of God was, in the ninth chapter of John, the Savior replied, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. The title Son of Man simply did not mean human. As found in the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel, that title had messianic connotations. By applying it to himself, Jesus Christ associated himself with the Ancient of Days, found in Daniel's prophecies. He did something analogous in the 10th chapter of John, when he declared that, quote, I and my Father are one. Jesus Christ did not commit violence, nor did he lie. His own followers who lived for 3 years with him would have attested to that. However, they failed to do so. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson on Jewish Bible interpretation.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.